new age is upon us, and yet the past refuses to rest in its shallow grave. For those who hide behind the false image of the Son of Man shall stand before God, 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 God. It has begun, the beginning of the end. Yeah. Voice of racism preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the Prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people trying to murder Saddam when you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings. Cause Condoleezza Rice is just a new age Sally Hemings. I break it down with critical language and spiritual anguish. The Judas are hanged. The guilt of betraying Christ, who murdered him, stole his religion, and painted him white. Translated in psychologically tainted philosophy, conservative political right-wing ideology, glued together sloppily, the blasphemy of a nation. Got my back to the wall, cause I'm facing assassination. Guantanamo Bay, federal incarceration. How could this be? The land of the free, home of the brave, indigenous Holocaust, and the home of the slaves. Corporate America, dancing offbeat to the rhythm. You really think this country never sponsored terrorism? Human rights violations, we continue the saga. El Salvador and the Contras and Nicaragua. And on top of that, you still wanna take me to prison just cause I won't trade humanity for patriotism. It's like MK Ultra.
You yourself are planning to march to Ottawa?
Yes.
From Montreal?
Yes.
Do you wanna introduce yourself to our listeners and perhaps tell us why you're marching?
Right. My name is Babar Shaheen, and I'm here on incidentally on June 18, 2001 in Montreal as a refugee claimant. And then I was working in my country as a lawyer, as a human rights activist over there. And then I faced some problems and, you know, which make a cause to come here. And I got my status and everything here. But being the human rights activism in my history, so I want to become an activist here. So I find a Solidarity is a good organization and has a true activism regarding the injustice, against the injustice. So I become a part of it like 6 months ago. And this march is also important for me because I also want to see all the peoples who are facing their terrible tyrant situations, like their status and their immigrant issues. So I just want to, my basic idea is for the march is to support them, peoples and their demands and their rights, basic rights. That's you know, given by the UN Charter here. So that's the my, and that's the also one of the reasons. That's also the my anniversary. I came here in this country, and 18 June is a shame date. So that's my personal, you know, is coincident with that march, basically. But I saw that these guys, the Solidarity activists, they have the real issues, like because there is not a lot of organizations here who's supporting the refugees and immigrants, and but I just you know, is appeal to the your listeners that they should support this walk, at least to whatever the support is, maybe 1 day, 2 day, because this is a very noble cause, and there's also the relate to the values of the Canadian society. Because I have experience that I visit more than 18 countries, and but I saw the Canadians, they have the very good feelings regarding humanistic feelings with the different issues. So we have to just tell the peoples that to come out and just to participate in this march, because it's a real issue of need of the hour for those peoples who are suffering and who have problems, their status, you know.
Do you see, as a human rights lawyer, do you see borders and immigration as issues where human rights are involved?
Yeah, definitely, because the border is made by the man, you know, made by the states. Because if you see the history of the whole world, there is no borders. But it's with the of time, with the passage of times, you know, to manage the things, they make the borders, you know. But at this time is, you know, there is a terrible things that who divided the world in the name of borders, you know, and the name of states. Like if I example my regions, that there is in South Asia, because there is a big issues like Kashmir, and there is the both communities of the both sides, and there is a line of controls, and the peoples from the years is 40 years they don't met with the one brother is living the one side of the border, the other brother is living the other side, is and sometime is even the there is a very terrible stories over there. One sister, one daughter is married the other side, and then the border, and there is a lot of generations now, and they don't see any others. So that's this situation is all over the different borders. In that's pretty, you know, is good for letter to the human rights, because at the moment is, in my opinion, at the moment is the big politics internationally is a human rights. Because the people have to the respect of the everything, then we can establish a peace in all over the world. There is also the issues of the indigenous people, and as I learned that we have also the also part of that the peoples, to that's a better opportunity to meet them peoples and raise their issues and indigenous issues, and to press the government in that they also look at their issues and try to solve them in their priorities. And being a part of the march is I think, and I'm committed to do that, that if we do and we force the government to press the government to hear our demands and give up status to all the non-status, and like a general amnesty to all the peoples who are suffering and who have a lot of problems in their native countries, and they have to solve like you know, is humanistic basis and humanitarian grounds, and that look into the theirs, not like a bureaucratic way that to the documentations and this and that, but they have to look, you know, there in their eyes and in their face, you know, how much they have a suffering. So that's in my way to march to the Ottawa, that I think I strong their demands for the people who are facing problems.
Is there anything else that you want to say?
No, it's I just you know, is want to them, because I have a origin of the Pakistani, and I just want to particularly request to the South Asian, because a lot of South Asian people are here, so I just request them that come up and become a part of this march, and because this we make us strong, you know, and more integrate in the Canadian society, and this way, and also the meet with the local peoples, because we have a plan to meet the different things and different culture, to see the indigenous cultures when we are traveling to the Ottawa. Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
The government wants us to settle a bandana full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Read about the history of the place that we live in and stop letting corporate news tell lies to your children. Flow like the blood of Abraham through the Jews and the Arabs, broken apart like a woman's heart, abused in a marriage, the brink of holy war, bottled up like a miscarriage. Embedded correspondents don't tell the source of the tension, and they refuse to even mention European intervention or the massacres in Jenin. The innocent screams, US manufactured missiles and M16s, weapon contracts and corrupted American dreams. Media censorship blocking out the video screens. A continent of oil kingdoms bought for a bargain. Democracy is just a word when the people are starving. The average citizen made to be blind to the reason. A desert full of genocide where the bodies are freezing, and the world doesn't believe that you're fighting for freedom, cause you fucked the Middle East and gave birth to a demon. It's open season with the CIA bugging my crib, trapped in a ghetto region like a Palestinian kid, where nobody gives a fuck whether you die or you live. I'm trying to give the truth and I know the price is my life, but when I'm gone they'll sing a song about immortal technique, who beheaded the president and the princes and sheiks. You don't give a fuck about us. I can see through your facade like a fallen angel standing in the presence of God. Bitch niggas scared of the truth when it looks at you hard. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain, suggestive thinking causing your perspective to change. They wanna rearrange the whole point of view in a ghetto. The fourth branch of the government want us to settle. A bandana full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Martial law is coming soon to the hood to kill yo, while you hanging your flag out your project window. Yeah. The fourth branch of the government, aka the media, seems to now have a retirement plan for ex-military officials, as if their opinion was at all unbiased. A machine shouldn't speak for men, so shut the fuck up, you mindless drone. And you know it's serious when these same media outfits are spending millions of dollars on a PR campaign to try to convince you they're fair and balanced, when they're some of the most ignorant and racist people giving that type of mentality a safe haven. We act like we share in the spoils of war that they do. We die in wars. We don't get the contracts to make money off them afterwards. We don't get weapons contracts, nigga. We don't get cheap labor for our companies, nigga. We are cheap labor, nigga. Turn off the news and read, nigga. Read.